Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. This is episode 111, number 111. And Bridget, you told me that that is the angel number?
It's an angel number. It's like 1111, 5.
Sure. Okay.
You know.
Okay. I had no idea that those were referred to as angel numbers. But now that you've said the other ones, I called them wishing numbers. But I think that's just a cultural difference between Canada and America. It's good to know.
Interesting.
You want to know another fun? You want to know another fun cultural difference between Canada and the United States? Is that people in Canada will get so frustrated when people from the States call themselves Americans all the time. It's like, we're all like on the continent. You guys, the U.S.
What am I supposed to say then?
You're from the States. You're
but what's like the noun?
I don't know. Don't refer to yourself in a noun. Who cares? All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the answer. It was really helpful.
I got to watch what I say. I'm going to try to be a citizen maybe in the next few years. Who knows?
I'm going to submit this recording.
Oh, no. Okay. please. It's just for tax purposes. Okay. Anyway, we're going to be getting into this episode. There wasn't a whole lot to talk about until yesterday night when we had a brand new patch added to the game, Shadow Flame. Because we're naming patches now. I talked about how much I freaking loved that last patch episode we have. Well, we got yet another one on the way. We have patch notes. We have ranked season information for the next season. And a host of Datomines from El Chico Eevee. They are called Datomines now. Get with it. I don't think we're going to talk about too many Datomines. However, Bridget, we are going to start with my favorite segment on the podcast. It's a Ditto merch drop, baby. We got a brand new Ditto merch drop to celebrate Pokemon Sleep, I think. We have Pikachu underscore PCN dropping the information. We got Slowbro. We got Eevee. But most importantly, we got Ditto Sleep merch, zip-up hoodie, sleep shorts with the back pocket. It's all the rage, Bridget. How you feeling about this swag?
Big fan. It's from a brand called Gelato Peak, which I know they've done collabs with them before.
Okay.
I think I've seen them on reseller websites. I personally have not purchased anything from them, but these look super cute. They have a ton of stuff, but what...
The slippers!
Yeah, the slippers. I was just about to say, the slippers and almost like the head. I don't know if it's for like your eyes or if it's just like a headband kind of thing.
I think it's an eye mask. Yeah, it's gotta be.
It's so cute, but yeah, it's like a little sleeping Ditto, like on the slippers. It's really cute. It's very, very like plushy, soft looking. I'm very interested in the Ditto line, but honestly, the Slowbro and Eevee stuff is cute too. They have a ton of stuff. It looks like.
I do like it. I've never been a fan of tails on my clothing.
Not a tail guy.
Not a tail guy. Or like generally an ears on clothing kind of person either. Like I think it looks adorable, but like it's just not like what I would wear. Like for example, my favorite Pokemon is Binette, and there's very little Binette merch out there. However, there is a Binette hoodie, but it's got like the whole like Binette face head thing going on the hood. And it's like, I don't mind that, but I'm not gonna like wear that in an everyday kind of situation. But
I must say I have like the Sableye like hoodie where it has like his like same situation, like his little face on it, but it also has like his little spike ear things. And I don't wear it very often if I'm being honest.
Well, verdict's out then. No more ears on stuff.
But I have Pikachu ears. I wear them at NAIC.
That is true. Yeah. No, Pikachu ears are a very good Bridget look. I think a lot of people rank the Pikachu ear Bridget look.
Agree. Yeah.
Big agree. Okay, awesome. See, folks, this is what you're missing out on if you don't come to in-person Pokemon Unite events. You don't get to see Bridget rock the Pikachu ears, at least not in person. But all right, there it is. Our favorite subject. Of course, if you were listening to this in the podcast world, look it up.
I tried to be descriptive.
They're like, man, they really like this Ditto merch drop part of the show, but I usually just skip past
it. Is the most hype you sound for anything.
And it really is. Yeah, it's like I'm announcing the next world champions on the Unite stage. Here it is.
Yeah, you're practicing.
Yeah, next cast I do, I am gonna fit a Ditto merch drop line in at some point. That will happen. I think it should. But okay, Chet, let's just jump to the patch, shall we? Got a lot of patch to get through, Bridget. So maybe it's time we just jump into it. So you and I were talking off podcast. You have not gotten the chance to play any Unite since the patch last night, right?
I have not. Okay. I've been settling into my apartment and trying to keep up with work.
Fair enough.
Primarily.
That is totally fair. I have gotten to play a little bit. I've mostly played Chandelure. Love the Chandelure changes, I must admit.
Nice.
It's feeling pretty good. Now, I want to preface all this discussion in this patch. Yeah, Wyness in our chat already mentioning it. Speedster's just getting nerfed. This is so sad. That is kind of what this patch is overall. So the general gist of this patch, of course, it gives us some new information about events coming to the game, obviously Ho-Oh information, things like that. Speedsters, a lot of being nerfed, and then mages on the up, I would say is the most part.
Yeah.
So, Charizard is cut out withstanding, but it's got the big old battle pass nerf buff. Honestly, it's Charizard. We're going to talk a lot about Charizard. But other than that, it seems like Speedsters on the decline, mages on the incline. We'll get into it in more specifics. However, I will say mages have been struggling recently in Unite. The only ones that can kind of exist are the Eevees, and Cram was doing kind of crazy good recently, just mostly because of raw damage output and like CC opportunity. The mages did need it. Did Chandelure need it? Probably not. It's pretty good already. Did Delphox need this specific change? Probably not. I think just Buffett's early game, maybe. Whatever. I don't exactly agree with the decisions, but I do think mages were struggling. Speedsters were really strong. It feels like we had a change in that variety. The Drio, we'll get to all of them. I think the Drio nerfs are a little out of pocket. You do not need to keep nerfing this bird. Meowscarada nerfs, I actually kind of like for the most part. You probably didn't need to touch its alt, but I think it's fine. And then, add a supporter to the game, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Well, but yeah, and then Zoroark change, I actually think is totally fine. But we'll discuss all of that. I am definitely am. I think I am kind of not alone, but it's a pretty divisive opportunity. But before we actually get into the numbers, Bridget, general sense of this patch. Obviously, you've kind of seen some of the discourse online at the very least. What do you think? Did I kind of sum it up okay of what we're looking at?
Always, always. I do think it's interesting. While we're talking about the name of it being Shadow Flame and kind of last season being like the, what was it? Scorching
Sand. No, it's not, it wasn't Scorching Sands, but it was close.
That's what I almost called it. But Shadow Flame, it's like, okay, like Ghost Fire. And I feel like they're buffing fire Pokemon. I'm like, are we like, is that going to be a trend that we're going to get almost like type buffs because they're naming the patches almost based off of like typing? What are you scrolling on?
I'm trying to find the last one to figure out what it was called.
Scorching Waves, perhaps?
Scorching Waves confirmed. Well done, Smim. Well done.
Good job, Smim.
Yeah, but who is Ash's dad? We don't answer those kind of questions on a family-friendly podcast. Thank you very much.
Ridiculous.
Okay, sorry, I cut you off, though. What were you saying?
I just think it's interesting since we've started naming the patches, which has only been twice, but it feels, I don't know, maybe if they were buffing, like, what if we have a patch and they only have, like, one of each type, are we still gonna have like the naming convention? I don't know. I'm getting a little lost in the naming convention because they've done it twice now, and I'm like, did we get Chandelure and Delphox buffs because they fit the theme? Or
that is so funny. I'm curious about that too. That is very funny. I mean, Sneaky Seal posted about it on Twitter. Good friend of the show. I think it is very fair. Like, this might be the most Hollowware centric patch. Like, if we look through, like, Delphox, Shandy, Charizard, all getting new Hollowware.
And Sarilege, right?
Yes.
Did he already get his?
I forget. I don't know. They got the event one. Either way, like, there's just, it is very, very focused, it seems. But hey, who knows? Maybe that means Azumarill buffs in the future. So people can get more hopeful for that. We'll see. I don't know. That Pokemon's never going to be good. All right, here we go. Let's get into the updates. This is version 1.15.1.2. If you're a lame person and doesn't want to call it Shadow Flame. But here we are. Battle Map Panic Parade unlocks again on 2024/7/19. I actually am so excited about Panic Parade. I love Panic Parade. I'm super excited. So cool. I'm pumped.
Congrats to the one guy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's me. I'm so happy to be the one guy. I am excited. The rest of information in this block is just about third anniversary stuff. Of course, it includes Ho-Oh. There will be a bargain shop, prize machine upgrades. You can get Charizard's Unite for free. And there's like an Eos Gem special. They've been advertising all this stuff in game. However, from some data mines from El Chico EV referred to some of this, apparently the sales are actually kind of crazy good this year in the anniversary. Like, lots of blue level holoware is on like 50% off, sales on purple, like just like a lot of good sales. So if you want your Pokemon to be dripped out, sounds like this is the season. So good stuff. Yeah, if your app's not updated on your device, but you get this. Okay, let's get into it. We're starting hot. Pun, I guess, technically intended. I apologize. Here we go. Charizard, the first Pokemon to be adjusted. There's a lot of text written on here. Basically, they're like, listen, it's getting a battle pass. It's not very good right now. We would really like it if Charizard was good, so we made Charizard good. Charizard now, Unite move, Seismic Slam, can now grab Pokemon that are in hindrance of resistance or unstoppable status. Sick. I mean, this has been something that people have been calling for forever. Also got some move buffs to both Fire Punch and Flare Blitz. Fire Punch is doing a bit more damage, and its cooldown reduction getting a little bit better. And then Flare Blitz, damage is increased by 50%, which is not nothing. It's definitely a very relevant change. The shield by 20% increase is the big one that I've been seeing. That is crazy stuff. Unite move, Seismic Slam. Can now grab Era Hindrance Resistance or Unstoppable Status. I see Spim saying in a chat, it's insanely broken, and it's such a noob mon now. Listen, the Pokemon was not skill intensive. You needed to just get good with it to use its Unite before. Its Unite was bad before. Like, those are two different things. This is a... Oh, man. I don't know. It's so good. It's really hard to call it a completely positive change. But the Unite move needed to be fixed somehow, because it was just bad. A couple of implications with this before we get into this, Bridget. This Seismic Slam now works like Urshifu's Ebon Fist, which you can now stop a Slowbro from ulting by ulting the Slowbro.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Previous, I mean, it's kind of crazy that Urshifu could do it, honestly. But yeah. Now you can grab a ulting Slowbro to stop it from ulting. Not an irrelevant change, by the way. Those two Pokemon are going to be everywhere in ranked right now.
So it's like a game of chicken almost. Mm-hmm. Like, who is going to unite first, and then you get the counter unite on them for both. It's kind of interesting because Slowbro ult was kind of like one of the best checks to Charizard ult before, now that you saw a lot of it, but like ulting Charizard out of Slowbro felt pretty good.
Now you can't Mimmy ult it either, right? Ooh. I don't think you can Slowbro ult it. I think you can Mimmy ult it. Oh, man.
I'm assuming it'll cancel Mimmy ult as well.
Does Slowbro ult cancel Mimmy ult?
I think so.
It's so
like rock,
easy.
Paper, scissors.
It's so easy
three.
To yeah, exactly. It's so easy to counter Mimmy's ult anyway. You just do enough damage to it. It's fine. People lose their mind over Mimmy. They
okay.
can cancel.
Okay. That's a crazy mon.
I know. I'm so Mimikyu pilled. It's insane. But okay. Okay. All right, Bridget. Thoughts on this actual change and stuff like that. It's insanely strong. Is this crazy broken? Like, is this Giga broken? Is it Tyranitar from a couple patches ago broken? That's what I'm curious about.
I do feel like there's still some solid counterplay to Charizard. I was frowning as you were reading it out loud to me, all the changes, because I'm not a Charizard fan. I don't really like playing against it. So I kind of like when it's bad, but I don't know. it's not like Charmander got any buffs. Like, its early game is probably still pretty bad. Even if you're running it in jungle, you can get invaded. Draft is going to be more prominent here soon with the new ranked season starting in a couple of days. And I feel like it's maybe not going to thrive in draft, but I don't know. I don't know what the word on the street is if people are thinking it's like OP.
Word on our chat, and by that I just mean Smim. I think Y&S too, but are saying it's Giga broken. I think what we are going to see with Charizard this season is, this is me just early prediction, it's going to be insane on ranked, like Tyranitar level of ranked play. I think so. I think Tyranitar had the same problems, right? Like the early game was fine, but not great. But it's still, it was strong enough.
Pupitar got a buff.
Did it in that same patch? Either way,
I thought so.
Charizard, I think will have similar problems. However, I think competitively you will be able to draft around this Pokemon. I think competitively this Pokemon will be strong, a viable central option now. I don't think we see the return of top lane Charizard. I think it just takes too long to get it to unite still to
For
make that
sure.
like. But once it does get it to unite, maybe, I don't know, maybe we see it. But like you're not picking it over like Phalanx or something right now. But anyway, Crazy Good will probably dominate ranked for a little bit. I think the counterplay's there. I think this thing still hard loses to like mid fast range like special attackers. Like Glaceon, I think rips Charizard to shreds. Personally, but especially because of how Snowcloak works and everything. But anyway,
Right. The EVs were
does it
already a
work?
big.
Yeah.
I mean, before, I agree that its ult needed something. Like, if an Eevee had its passive up and you ulted it, you
Right.
just
You just miss.
don't. And that's hard to manage an Eevee's passive, man. Like, come on.
Yeah, actually, now I'm wondering, can you do that now, though? You definitely can for Umbreon. I think you would easily be able to do it. How easily? I don't know. Here, more testing needs to be done. Either way, Charizard, I think, is minimum A tier. I was talking to Spraggles about this too. Spraggles was saying minimum A tier, maybe S tier on this Pokemon. One thing Spraggles was
Nuts.
talking a lot about is Fire Punch Flare Blitz is like, it genuinely makes it a decent brawler now. Like before, you had to kind of play Charizard at range, which feels bad for how the character's alt interacts and stuff like that. But Fire Punch Flare Blitz is like a very viable moveset now, which is, I don't know. This feels good, but it's definitely too much. I would not be shocked that next patch we see the Charizard tuned down immediately, but we'll see.
I hope so, for
Well,
sure.
if the pattern stays the same, it'll probably be like two patches, but we'll see.
Yeah, gotta milk the battle pass.
I've heard reports of it being able to grab Dragonite out of their alt in terms of the extremes. Like, in terms of the channel. Oh, yes. Gek was mentioning in chat. I will say this is very safe to assume. I don't have any confirmation. I, like, genuinely don't. But just timing-wise, I think it is safe to assume that this will be the patch that Worlds is played on. Which is interesting. Maybe we'll see Charizard at Worlds. That'd be crazy.
I'm hoping we get a bug fix
We
and
need a
maybe
bug fix
like,
bad for a couple of things, by the way. Chat, be warned, Phalanx is doing things it's not allowed to do in the ranked ladder these days. If you're in draft mode,
exactly.
I would be banning that Pokemon perma. Just as a heads up.
USA.
Yep, thank goodness we have draft mode now. Okay, next Pokemon. Let's
Seriously.
get into it. I mean, Charizard is definitely the main talking point of this podcast. We'll probably go back to it a couple of times throughout these changes, but there actually were a lot of changes, which, to
Yes.
Pokemon's credit, that is what people have been begging for. I mean, people have been giving these patch notes like either positive reviews or negative reviews. I think the vast majority of people have just been calling for more changes. And that's kind of what this patch is delivering. So let's get into it. Pikachu, Thunder and Thunderbolt got a half second cooldown buff on both moves. Not a huge change, granted, after that big old rant about more changes happening, but they've been kind of banning the Electro Ball Volt Tackle set for a while now, and then they've been kind of boosting up the other one. I feel like Pikachu's actually in a pretty decent space viability-wise, and Thunderbolt and Thunderbolt getting better. I personally like, because I find those moves more fun. So cool, I'm down. How about you? How do you feel about Pikachu change?
I love Thunderbolt Pika, so
Yeah, we're here for this.
I feel like That is why the bigger patches are more well received, because most people probably don't care about that moveset, but there's gonna be like a couple people who are like, heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
I've been needing this, so
I was
I'll take
saying,
it.
I have a few like IRLs, one being like my wife Natalie, who's in, by the way,
Woo!
I've talked about her on this podcast once before, I think. Bit of an update. She hit Masters, played a lot of Delphox. She's
Yes.
freaking loving it. So this patch kind of tailor-made for her. But
Oh, it was okay, that makes
yeah,
sense.
she's enjoying it. She's been kind of just like solo Delphox. She played a little bit of Sylveon, a little Ninetales, likes her attackers. But yeah, she made Masters, but
Good
shout out.
taste, good taste.
Yeah. But all right, let's jump down to Clefable. Do the low win rate caused by insufficient healing Moonlight and Draining Kiss have been buffed? Moonlight healing goes up by 10%. HP restoration. Remember, any scaling percentage increases get bigger and bigger on scaling Pokemon, which is what Clefable likes to do. Moonlight definitely getting some love. But Draining Kiss going from a 5-second cooldown down to a 4-second cooldown. Little by little, Draining Kiss becomes a maybe relevant move. Let's go. I would be so happy. Move six. So Sad Sam put out a screenshot of him getting like 100k damage or something crazy, which Draining Kiss healing and stuff. It's Pokemon could be strong. Clefable could hit hard. I'm down. I think it's cool.
I'm super down. I love Draining Kiss. Follow me,
Triple hundred.
Clefable. It is so much fun,
Yeah, it's a
especially
genuinely fun
in.
Pokemon.
It's so hard not to go gravity because I feel like even though Follow Me can be just as annoying, people get mentally boomed by gravity, which can be
Oh yeah.
stronger in the mental warfare.
Oh,
It
it's
tilts
so
people
good.
so much.
Oh,
So,
it's why I only play Imprison on Chandelure. It's just,
yeah.
oh, just can drink their tears. Okay, let's move on. However,
Exactly.
Clefable's actually so sick. I genuinely really enjoy these changes. It's a Pokemon that, let's be honest, has not been in relevant competitive support in a long time.
For
People.
sure.
We always talk about how it's kind of like a natural counter to some things. It's just numbers-wise, it doesn't compare. Utility-wise, it doesn't compare. And let's face it, its Unite move is sick, but not always relevant. So I think this is a good
Yeah.
change. Yeah, buff the fun stuff. I am such a big proponent of buffing the fun stuff. And I'm actually, wow, great transition, Josh. I didn't know this was gonna happen. But here we go. Zoroark, the next change. Zoroark
Nerfing the not
gets
fun.
nerfed. In a very slight way. However, I've seen the most discussion on this change overall. So let me read it out. The invincibility state gained during transformation with the ability Illusion was too powerful, allowing it to nullify the opponent's strong moves, including their Unite moves. The effect has been changed so that damage is no longer nullified. So keep in mind that last part of that sentence. Now, when you activate Illusion, you no longer are invincible for, I think it's like 2 frames. You are now unstoppable. So, what does this mean? You can't illusion out of a Blazing Bicycle Kick from Cinderalt anymore. But you can illusion out of Mean Look still. You can Mean Look out of Ice Fang Mamo or something like that. Would be like a relevant option in something here. However, you cannot illusion out of like a Guardy Future. I don't know. You get the point.
Right. It's basically another full heal.
It is another full heal. Okay. I posted on Twitter about this Zoroark change. I was like, I actually don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think it was ever intended to have this in the ability. I'm gonna already start backtracking a little bit. I'm gonna retract that. The way they stated it in this patch note, it actually does kind of sound like it was originally a intended effect of illusion. So I'll take it back. Maybe it was an intended effect. Here's the thing. Zoroark was too strong. It is one of the strongest speedsters in the game, even more so in a LAN environment. Like in venue events, Zoroark is just crazy good. Too strong. It needed a nerf. I don't mind this nerf. However, I am starting to see a lot of people's frustration with it. People are championing the idea of like you're taking away the skill expression part of Zoroark without taking away some of the other options that you could nerf, like the damage numbers, or how many stuns you get off of Shadow Claw, or like something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, respectfully, that a bunch of that is kind of misplaced. I actually feel like what we're changing is the fun factor on Zorak. Not necessarily, it is technically skill expression, but I feel like what people are more frustrated about is like Zorak being able to dodge moves with illusion was fun. Like, that was a cool part of playing that Pokemon that Zorak players enjoyed doing because it was giga broken and very strong, but it was genuinely fun. And now they're nerfing the fun part of it. And I think if you kind of reframe it like that, I'm not as big a fan of this change. Honestly, if they were going to do anything to illusion, maybe they should just upped its cooldown.
Yeah, I've never even played Zoroark. I'm not even sure like how long the cooldown is.
Yeah.
On its passive.
Wait, Smim, what was your Honor of Kings reply on your Twitter? Alright, we'll look it up later. It's fine.
Yeah, I do feel like there are definitely other things about Zoroark that could have been nerfed. I don't know.
Okay, people mentioning cooldown to like feints or something else. I genuinely think if you nerf the cooldown of feint attack or any of its moves, it's actually worse. I think that makes it worse. Like, that's way too strong. I think you nerf the effect of illusion. If you nerf the cooldown of its moves, becomes just unfun. Like, unplayable. Like, you want to be able to, like, dive in, consistently get your moves off. You don't want to have to be, like, sitting, waiting for your moves to come up, you know? So.
Yeah, and chat is telling me that Zoroark's illusion is a 15-second cooldown, which, yeah, I feel like we could have maybe just
you could have put that longer. At 60 seconds. You could have put illusion to 60 heal? Seconds, yeah.
Okay, it was better than a full heal before. Okay, yeah.
It is. It's way better
than a full heal. Guys, it was broken. Why didn't anyone tell me?
Yeah, people, this, yeah, okay, Zoroark, get it on my mentions. This Pokemon, it was so broken. Illusion was broken. It needed to be changed. I'm backtracking on my backtrack. This change is good. Deal with it. It should have been like this from the get-go. Freaking chill. Oh my gosh. All right, let's move on to the next Pokemon. Zoroark, get out of here. All right, Chandelure. To help Chandelure, which has few defensive options, not true, adapt to the current battle environment with many highly mobile Pokemon, kind of true. No, that's actually genuinely true. The cooldown times for the defensive move in prison and the Unite move have been reduced. Additionally, the cooldown time for Flamethrower has been reduced to allow for more opportunities to use the move during battles. Hell
so
man.
True.
So true. Great. Yeah, it was also a cleanse. Yeah, it was so broken. Zoroark get bent. All right.
That's kind of crazy.
It was, yeah. And it's why, now, you say it's better than a full heal. Technically, it's way shorter than a full heal, right? Like, it's like an entrance.
True.
But, okay. Let's talk about Chandelure, Pokemon that I have been using a lot. It got a cooldown buff to imprison Flamethrower. Did it need it? No. Is this change genuinely doesn't matter that much? Yes. 10-second cooldown in prison down to 9.5 seconds. Ooh. Flamethrower from 7.5 seconds down to 7 seconds. That was more relevant because of the flamethrower, like, cooldown factor. If you hit the explosion hitbox on flamethrower, it reduces. Explosion hitbox is very generous and very large. You're going to be just fine. This is fine. It's just, like, you didn't need to. On this Pokemon, it was already doing actually quite well. A few regions are like Chandelure hardcore believers. Looking at you, Brazil, and actually all of LATAM, genuinely, like South and North.
Dude, we need an updated tier list for the patch.
With the patch? All right, who plays Charizard?
Yeah, literally.
Nouns on the up. Toon Slim.
Digging the files. Yeah, actually, I believe. Again, conspiracy theory. It got a buff because it fit the theme.
I mean, the fire types got giga buffed in this patch. You are not
they
wrong.
Did.
And Chandelure gets both ghost and, I mean, shadow and flame. So pop off.
Exactly. Candy. How could they not?
True.
They can put it on the thing and they're giving it an expensive skin. So
I'm going to buy that frame one.
Okay.
All right.
The Lilith looks a little ridiculous.
If you mean perfect in every way. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
We'll debate that later.
Yeah, that's later.
Delphox, the next Pokemon on the table. The damage ability of Blaze has been increased to make it easier to feel its activation. Okay. The cooldown times for Fire Spin and Fire Blast have been reduced to make it easier to combo these two moves.
Because it was so hard.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
This might be
that's
the most
so funny.
No, this might be the most shameless buff on this list, right? Like, this one's like, listen, we put it in the battle pass, just chill, okay? I don't hate the Blaze buff. I don't know. It's already a boring passive. Why don't we make it good? It's like kind of my opinion. So like buffing the boost in damage from Delphox, because we've all had those like, oh my god, they're on me and I have nothing left. I just got to throw out a fire blast. And now if it gets you a KO, cool. Kind of down for it. Cooldown buffs were just half a second each on fire blast and fire spin. Did it need it? No. Is it going to be super relevant? I don't really think so, but you know, you'll see more Delphox, and that's honestly a bit of a head scratcher. Do we want to see more Delphox? In competitive, I do. I think that Pokemon is so underused in competitive. But anyway, how about you? What do you think about?
I feel like the last time Delphox was like getting nerfs, Blaze got a nerf, but I'm not sure.
Oh, did it?
Misremembering or not? But definitely not mad about the auto aim passive. Doing more damage.
Oh, I know.
Personally, as a guy that likes to play Delphox, I mean, its early game is still, you know, going to be challenging. You can't really get super aggressive super fast, but the payoff is definitely there now more than ever. I mean, its ult is already super good. I'm actually pretty glad its ult doesn't get buffed.
I was just going to say, that is one of the best things about this change, is that the ult wasn't touched. Let's go.
Yeah.
Timmy.
Very strong.
Let's keep scrolling. Talonflame. Compared to other speedsters, the usage rate has remained low. So the ability Gale Wings has been buffed to enhance its mobility around a stadium. Additionally, the damage of Flame Charge, which was lacking, has also been increased. Flame Charge damage up by 10%. Sure, this is fair. Everybody's been using Aerial Ace. Like, it doesn't matter what moveset. Yeah. Everyone's been playing Aerial Ace on Talon. Gale Wings has been moved up from 10% to 15%. Cool. People are saying speedsters are nerfed in this patch. Excuse me, Talonflame is speedster and getting a major buffs. So yeah, I don't know what we're talking about.
Eat it, guys.
Yeah, get out. Read a book. Okay, that's my favorite insult of all time, by the way. I don't know if anybody knew that, but that is my favorite.
Good to know.
Read a book. It's so funny. Okay, Talonflame is zooming now. Cool. I don't think this breaks the Pokemon into the metagame, but hey, maybe it slight changes over time. Don't mind that. Let's move on.
It's already seeing some use.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like, it's already fine. It's like kind of niche played by players, right? Like a few of them play it and stuff. And hey, if other speedsters get worse, Talonflame looks better and better. Cool. I'm into it. Hey, we all remember the Invade Talon days back on Remote Stadium. That Fleshling caused some headaches. All right.
Now he's going to be moving faster.
Let's talk about Sylveon, one of my favorite nerfs in the entire patch. This Pokemon is insane. Sylveon is, if not the best Pokemon in the game right now in competitive, it is second best. Like, this Pokemon is unbelievably strong. Impossible to KO, does stupid amounts of damage, is relevant at any point in the game, and is kind of unpunishable. So they tuned it down a little bit. The moves that can be learned early in night battles were both very powerful, leading to a high usage rate in tournaments. Yep, that is exactly why this is being changed. Therefore, these moves have been nerfed. Hyper Voice is now up to a 6-second cooldown, so a full 1-second increase. That is genuinely relevant. It will feel better to bait out Hyper Voice and then go in for a fight, I think. And Mystical Fire cooldown reduction per flame hit down from 15% to 12%. So you'll get Mystical Fire back less and less and less. I love this. Sylveon needs the nerf, so I'm down. You could have hit it harder, in my opinion. You could have upped its Unite move charge rate, even though it's already pretty long. Maybe you don't do that, actually. It's pretty long. But I think this is good. I'm a big fan. How about you?
Yeah, definitely love it. Mm-hmm. Insane of you to ask for a longer ult cooldown when it was formerly the longest ult in the entire
game. Right,
I
just realized it is genuinely the longest in the entire game. All right, fine. Doesn't need that. But Hyper Voice and Mystical Fire being changed, big W across the board.
Loves it. Definitely needed. I liked playing Sylvie, but it felt a little nuts sometimes.
Great. Okay. Urshifu, due to the continued low usage rate and win rate, Urshifu has been bottom of the charts on API tournament performance, this Pokemon has not seen the light of day for a while. Due to the continued low usage rate and win rate of Surging Strikes, Liquidation, and Throat Chop have been buffed to increase mobility and damage output. Thank goodness they did not touch Wicked Blow, because I do not want to go back to those days. But hey, we're getting close to Blue Bear again. Surging Strike's cooldown is down from 12.5 seconds to 11 seconds. So a 1.5 second cooldown buff, that is huge. And Liquidation got buffed by 50% for damage. Reminder, Liquidation does very little damage. It's more used to reduce the defense of targets that you're hitting around you and gain a shield. However, I'm pretty sure that shield is based on how much damage you do, or is it based on how many targets you hit? Oh, I forget.
I am not the guy to ask.
Well, either way, it's pretty dope. You'll get some more value with Liquidation. Blue Bear sounds like they're back. It is tough in a Delphox and Chandelure kind of world to run this Enclefable, to run this Pokemon. But hey, don't pick it in blind pick. Pick it in draft. You'll be doing just fine. Throat Chop getting a 2 second cooldown buff from 9 seconds to 7 seconds. So be way more mobile on Dark Bear, and a 20% damage increase on Throat Chop as well. Dark Bear getting a buff too. Urshifu's, like, genuinely back, I think. It's based on how many you hit. Okay, good, good, good. So the damage is even, like, less relevant then. But cool.
Nice.
Urshifu, back on the menu, I think. Like, in draft, I think this Pokemon is, like, huge.
Definitely. I mean, it already, at least Dark Bear was seeing some usage still. I feel like in BU, sometimes they'd like to use it as a secure tool. But as long as Blue Bear doesn't, like, beat me up in my flux zone for like 20 minutes. Like, as long as we're not at like that level of Urshifu
I'm afraid to inform you. I think early game, but that will in fact be happening.
No. That's all it took. I guess that the 50% increase is kind of a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zoro players just jumping ship from Zoro to Urshifu. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of true. Okay.
All right. Disappointing.
Disappointing. Okay, so a negative change on the Urshifu. I think it's cool, but hey, Blue Bear's dominated one world, so why not two? Okay. Cerulege. Due to the lack of durability, needs to continue fighting against opponent Pokemon. These stats and the healing amount of Bitter Blade, as well as the cooldown time of Phantom Force, have been improved to endure and avoid enemy attacks. The combination of Psycho Cut and Flame Charge at 2 low KO potentials, so the damage output has been increased. I started reading fast, and then I just kind of committed to the bit at one point.
You went like, really fast.
Yeah. I was an auctioneer in another life. So
I actually believe you.
Important facts. Basic and boosted auto gets a bunch more HP restoration, increased by 5% at the different level scalings. 1 to 420, 5 to 825, 9 to 15, 30%. It's weak armor, got a buff. So now your wound damage is actually doing 50% more. So its damage over time is even stronger, which is kind of cool. Bitter Blade Plus and Bitter Blade both do a lot more HP restoration, 35 to 50 on the standard move, 50% of damage dealt to 70% of damage dealt on the plus move. Phantom Force, cooldown reduction on the hit, 30% to 40%. Psycho Cut changes, Flame Charge changes. I mean, they just want you to play Cerulege, guys. Get out there.
Yeah.
Go play some Cerulege. Yeah. It needed the buffs. It needed the buffs in a world where the all-rounders are at the strength they are right now. Cerulege was not contending near the top, I think. It had some relevancy with the Unite move, but now, I mean, these Bitter Blade changes. This is good, good. Like, you are healing a ton now off of that. I think this is pretty sick.
Yeah, I know it wasn't, like, turbo broken, obviously, on release, but it, I don't think it seemed bad, but...
No, it definitely
just feels like a lot.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think, they put Cerulege on a lot of merch this year, guys.
Yeah.
They need this guy to get out there and have some fun.
That is true. Enjoy while it lasts, I think, is going to be my word of advice for Cerulege players. Get out there. Dodrio, famously broken bird Pokemon. It's not. I'm joking. They just keep nerfing this thing because somebody over there hates Dodrio. Tri-Attack was dealing too much damage from a safe distance, so it has been nerfed. Now down by 12%. I mean... cool. I don't know.
Hey, as a guy that got tore up by Tri-Attack, I'm like, great.
Yep. We take those. Okay, so yeah, Dodrio, Slight change. Mewtwo X, Psystrike excelled in both damage and hindrance effects, resulting in a high win rate. To reduce this frequency, its cooldown time has been increased. So Psystrike goes up from 8 to 9 seconds. Great. Mewtwo Y can now attack from slightly less range as well, including its Mega Evolution. Cool. Some genuine little slap on the wrist from Mewtwo X and Y. Cramorant, the Unite move, goes down by 15% in damage. Probably needed it. I'm kind of surprised they hit its Unite. I feel like maybe they would have nerfed like Air Slash or something, but or maybe Dive. I would probably
about to say, I feel like Dive Hurricane is like Dive.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think Hurricane's just like finally in a good spot though. I wouldn't touch Hurricane. I think Dive is relevant enough to get a nerf. But hey, Unite move doing less damage. I think you're still gonna see a decent amount of Cramorant.
Definitely
strong. Okay, Phalanx got a bunch of nerfs. Iron Head, damage down by 25%. No Retreat, its attack increase goes from 40% to 25%. So a huge reduction in the amount of damage that you're able to boost yourself with thanks to No Retreat. Damage and basic attacks enhanced by Iron Head at 20% decrease as well. And then the plus move also got a 20% reduction. W, tough with this Pokemon's pretty broken right now because of shenanigans and just also the design of it. But I am very happy that they're nerfing No Retreat Iron Head. It was by far the best build. It was way too strong. This is great. I'm glad they have changed this. I hope they fix this Pokemon. But I'm also kind of glad they left Mega Horn Beat Up alone. Because I think that moveset's actually decent too, and I want to see it played some. So I'm kind of down for this change.
Yeah, No, Phalanx was just doing a lot of damage to me. I'm not going to lie, I don't really know the difference between the movesets.
If they all jumped on you all at once, it was Iron Head. And then when they get in their little horizontal line, that's No Retreat.
Yeah, okay, I think it's this one.
If the little guys are leaving you alone and they're just like running around on their own, that's Beat Up. And then if it's a big push, that's Mega Horn, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mega Horn also feels pretty strong. But
it does. I think we see more Mega Horn now. Genuinely.
Definitely.
Like more No Retreat Mega Horn would be kind of cool.
But yeah, I definitely think Phalanx needed it. It was looking super strong at NAIC. I was getting blown up by it on ladder quite a bit. So I think, like we were saying, I think Mega Horn is still super good. So I'm sure it'll have use, but yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yes, Pokemon's going to be still competitively played, but I'm excited to see it nerfed a little bit. Meowscarada. When the ability Overgrow was activated during the use of the Unite move, it allowed for excessively high damage and healing while in stealth. Therefore, both the Unite move and the ability have been nerfed. Overgrow has been reduced across the board. Movement speed, healing from damage dealt, and damage increase has all been nerfed, and the Unite move has been increased by about 10%. I don't think Meowscarada needed the nerf. I think it's a good Pokemon. I don't think it's broken. I don't think it's defining the metagame or anything like that. However, the passive does feel kind of corny. Like, the passive's too strong, I think. So I don't hate changing it. I don't think you need to touch its Unite. I don't think you needed to reduce the, like, healing or movement speed you got. The damage I could see. I don't know. I think the passive is just kind of lame, so I'm glad they're changing it.
Fair, very fair. Yeah, I do feel like it's much more of a ladder demon viable in comp, but
that being said, I saw a player get 24 KOs last Unite Mike's Mayhem with this Pokemon. So,
you know, maybe they were watching, and that was, like, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Correct, Dextro. They nerfed 3 Speedsters and buffed Talonflame. So they nerfed 3, buffed 1. That's a good trade. Speedsters should be happy.
Yeah.
And let's face it, they barely nerfed Meowscarada. Like, this is not a relevant change.
This doesn't feel too bad.
Like, if you were playing Meow, you're still playing Meow now. Oh, shoot. Okay, hold on.
Duff.
Maridon got a bunch of changes. Great. Bug fixes. We really wish there were a couple more on this list. There's a few of things.
It does seem like they messed with Phalanx a lot, so.
Yes.
That's why.
Oops.
It got rebugged.
Yeah, womp womp. Okay. That brings us to results of the patch notes. If you watched the video this far on YouTube, by the way, make sure to leave a comment what you think was the best change and what you think was the worst change in the patch, which I'm going to ask that question to you, Bridget. What do you think is the best change and what do you think is the worst change in this patch?
Man, what do I think is the best? Probably... Can I do like a buff and a nerf?
Sure.
I think my favorite nerf is probably Sylveon, even though I love her. I think it was definitely very much needed. And my favorite nerf is obviously Clef.
Oh.
Because selfishly, I love Draining Kiss. I want Draining Kiss Follow Me to be like the meta, like so bad.
Fair.
I would be playing all the time if that was the case. But
yeah, it's sick. Sick. I'm gonna say best change. I know it's broken, but it needed it. It's never been relevant even since the beginning of this game. It's the Charizard buff. The Charizard buff's dope.
Hey.
The worst change they did is Dodria. Put on Dodria. I don't care. why are we nerfing Dodria again? It does not need it. Okay. Let's move on to the next topic, which we won't talk about too much. We now have information for ranked season 21. Draft is back at 1200, which I know is very divisive on social media and even fans of this podcast. I think it's a huge W. I'm pumped that draft is back to 1200 in Master Rank. I'm honestly a huge fan. But now you can have 4 EXs per team, which is hilarious. Just say you could play as many EXs as you want on your team.
They might be banned.
True. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Okay. But yeah, now you can have up to 4 EX licenses on your team.
But they just nerfed like half of them. So...
I think. Yeah, Zacian wasn't nerfed, but everybody else was, right? So.
Or maybe they buffed Maraidon. I honestly didn't even
know. They did nerf Maraidon. They nerfed Maraidon. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, I actually don't know what they did to Maraidon. We actually just skipped it. But no, I assume. Yeah. So honestly, that makes me feel better about them being included. And we have draft at a lower rank, which I'm just going to say I'm not seeing as many people excited about as I saw so many people mad about last time when they raised it to 1400.
Fair. I will let that go, I suppose.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. It's a good point. I personally am excited to be hitting some draft games right at 1200. I don't know. This patch, they changed a lot of things pretty heavy-handedly. I would like to get my hands on draft as soon as I can.
No, I agree. I'm saying when they raised it to 1400, so many people were mad.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now they've lowered it, and I feel like everyone's like, meh.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Doesn't even, like... I'm like, ugh. So, everyone should be happy.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, okay, so that brings us to the end of the Shadowflame patch and ranked for Season 20, or Series 21, which will be upcoming pretty soon. So... yeah, we've all that to look forward to. There was one last topic I kind of wanted to hit on a little bit for the end. I was actually talking to a coworker of mine in the commentary field who has Pokemon Go. He's Speediest Chief 2. He casts Pokemon Go. He's casted with us on Unite Mics a couple of times for Underdunks in the past. But we were chatting about this, and it's interesting. Right now, I know Chris has been talking about it a lot on Twitter, but there's been other people, too, that have been discussing it. A lot of people moving away from Unite content because either they don't like the game anymore, it's not doing the same numbers, or whatever it is, right? There's just like a lot of people frustrated with the content space, at least as creators, frustrated with the content space of Pokemon Unite right now. And I was curious because Speedy was mentioning the exact same thing is going on in Go right now.
Really?
Yeah. Very few people are watching competitive, like, play, what am I trying to say? Like, PvP Pokemon Go content. It's at a big low. It's having a huge lull. Some of my VGC friends who make competitive-focused or VGC-focused Pokemon YouTube videos are also seeing a decline right now. If you're like some of the bigger creators like Wolf or whatever, you probably don't even notice numbers like that. Like, but overall, it's kind of interesting. Like, I just wanted to kind of mention it and say it. Like, it's we're not on an island on Unite where sometimes it feels like we are. Like, we're very much a unique thing, but we're also not. Like, we're in a very popular sometimes and not popular sometimes game genre of mobile MOBAs. Like, they kind of see their highs and their lows. And then we're also a part of a Pokemon brand that, while globally enormous, does see its highs and lows in terms of like popularity. So what I was mentioning is like it's interesting out there. But yeah, so what were you gonna say, Bridget?
I will say I have some other friends who are also making like kind of general Pokemon YouTube content, and they're seeing like similar stuff even just from a content creator perspective. And I feel like the theory is there's not a new Pokemon game this year for the first time in quite literally like a decade, I would say. There's always been a new Pokemon game during Christmas time. So I do think it is kind of like, as weird as it is, like an industry trend.
It is.
For Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting, but yeah, totally agree with your sentiment.
Yeah.
We are part of the club, even though sometimes it doesn't always seem like it.
Exactly. And while I never want Pokemon Unite to die, I say in quotations, but I never want the game to die or fall off to like the level where it's not touched anymore, it's not updated anymore, people don't play the game anymore, I understand that it has a lower player base right now and the content is lower for the game and everything. So I want to remind everybody, there are ups, there are downs of a game and its life cycle, but it's happening everywhere. It's happening. We just gotta, if you enjoy it, keep watching what you enjoy. If you don't enjoy stuff, don't watch what you enjoy. I think that's basically the end point of my topic on that. But basically, yeah, go touch grass. Go play Unite in the grass. It's the best part about mobile gaming. I actually did it the other day. I set up the lawn chair in a park and played a couple of games of Unite. I was like, this is the life. You know,
it's honestly beautiful.
Have a couple of beverages, throw the ball for a dog while I'm respawning. It's the best. I'm never respawning. Never get KO'd.
Someone just waits there forever. That's kind of messed up.
It is. But hey, 10-minute games, bless up. Which, yeah. Yeah, but it's fair. I will say, with the patch last night and everything, it was like the first time in a while I was like genuinely excited to boot up the game. I was like, oh, heck yeah, I gotta go try out all the new stuff. And so, that's exciting.
I am. I haven't played yet, but I've made plans to play later tonight because I'm like,
let's go.
I want to play Clefable.
Yeah.
Pikachu, maybe.
Time to drain that kiss. Okay.
Yes.
Sick.
Always. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I used to play a lot of like Follow Me Draining Kiss because I saw Bruv play it one time and I was like, this is so sick. And
yeah.
I started calling it the Drain Me build, which is insane. But
you're such a fangirl, Bridget. Such a bro.
It's so
fangirl.
Good. I actually am.
It was so funny. UCS did like a tweet where it was like, like player that's like this much talent and this little of appreciation, and Spragles was like, bruv. And I'm like, okay, like I agree with the talent part, but he's like probably the most recognizable tank player in the world. Like, in terms of appreciation, I think he's like three if not four blocks, but anyway.
Literally like a world's like finalist.
Yeah. I was like, okay, whatever. But cool. All right. Stuff to close out the show. Just want to remind everybody, Unite Mike's Mayhem is ongoing. We are going to be having week number two happening tomorrow. If you're watching this live, it'll be tomorrow night. And then, of course, there'll be two more weeks after that, one more qualifying week, and then the grand finals week where the Mighty Ducks have now qualified and Nemesis has already qualified after competing in last season's Unite Mike's Mayhem. Super fun invitational series. And if you want to see the new meta at work, it's a great place to do it. We're inviting top teams from North America to try out this new meta game. It's going to be awesome. Worlds in less than a month. That's insane. But sweet. We're also doing some like promos over there. If you like, we've done a few partnerships with Kind of Fit, Kind of Fat. That is happening again with like a discount code for their new shirt. So if you want to check that out, tune into a Unite Mike's Mayhem stream. You get to check some of that out now or click the link that Bridget just put in chat. But Bridget, do you have anything to plug before we get out of here?
No, just watch Unite Mike's Mayhem tomorrow and the rest of the Wednesdays of the month. And the promo code for Kinda Fit Kinda Fat is valid all month, so
yeah if you're listening to this in the future, it's just it's Unite 15, Unite's in all caps, 15 is just numbers. It's only, I'm pretty sure the code is only for their More Chomp shirt, which is their like Machamp shirt. Actually, hold on. I think I got mine.
Oh, wow. All
God, right.
You should do like an IRL review.
Yeah. It's sick. I'll probably talk about it more on strip, but this is what it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you can practice.
It's Machamp, and he's holding a tall glass of root beer and eating a donut and then lifting like a barbell. And some other weights all at the same time. It's pretty sick.
It's kind of crazy.
It's kind of lit. And I love kind of fast stuff. You want some a nice fitting shirt, but also got room for the old belly? They're perfect quality. So love the stuff. But all right, folks, that is gonna be it for our show tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more Overdunk. We'll get a review of what this patch actually looks like once we get to play it a little bit. Please let us know on YouTube, like I mentioned, your favorite change and your least favorite change. And until then, we will see you all next time. Bye bye.